for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, a council member expelled for tax evasion, a former mayor's apartment raided by the authorities, and a future potential mayor forced to deny sexual allegations, or as we call it here in New York, Wednesday. That's right. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Moreno.
Yeah, you just pretty much summed it up there. I think I don't need to give my little headlines today. That was it. I guess I could give a couple little guys.
Yeah, please.
Just a couple little guys.
You're a mistress of the tease. I can't say mistress anymore.
Well, no, it's fine. Let's say it. Wait, what's the word they want you to use now?
Well,
Lover or something like that?
Yeah, but it doesn't really
inappropriate
fit
partner
in this context. Yeah.
Well, we've got this 12 a.m. restaurant curfew that's going to be out the door soon. And also, Robert De Niro has done a really good job of keeping his divorce battle with his soon-to-be ex, Grace Hightower, you know, all the details from kind of getting out into the press. Well, unfortunately for him, they have gotten out into the press, and the amount of money that this man spends, this couple spent on luxury, you know, it does not jibe with who he is supposed to be and who he tries to pretend that he is in real life. You know, this sort of Democrat, left-leaning, you know, share and share alike kind of guy. So we'll get into that too.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing about that. Somebody who will have to pay a pretty penny if, unfortunately, he ever gets divorced is responsible for the traffic every 10 minutes on the 7s, and that's Joe Nolan.
No, I've done that already. I'm done with doing that. Finished doing that. Cost way too much money. Southbound 109 at Kearney, all lanes are closed. Accident investigation, that continues. Southbound Jersey Turnpike, enter again an accident. Two left lanes, all lanes are shut down. Now, inbound George Washington Bridge, the lower level approaching I-95. Again, the maintenance there continues. Now, on the Jersey Turnpike, same thing. Overnight maintenance, the outer roadway is closed. Staten Island bound, lower level Verrazano. And then we have delays on the F and the G. Apparently, with New Jersey Transit, there are some trains that are late on the Northeast Corridor. They had some earlier signal problems. And alternate side, again, today is in effect. This report, a service of Exergen. Get $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer towards an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters, especially when it comes to checking for fever. Exergen's accuracy is backed by published peer-reviewed studies. Details at Exergen.com. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. All right, from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, what a gorgeous day it was yesterday. So nice. My body language expert friend Tanya came over. We sat outside for hours. It was just beautiful. Unfortunately, I hope you got a chance to get out there and enjoy the weather, because today is going to be lousy. We're going to have clouds with occasional rain showers, getting up to about 76 degrees. But in your area, you may have a shower, you may not. It's just going to be pretty much overcast throughout the entire day. Now, tomorrow, I was really looking forward to tomorrow because at least from yesterday, they were saying it was going to be a nice sunny day, mid-60s. Well, apparently now they're saying partly cloudy, and we will have gusty winds in the afternoon. Winds maybe 20, 30 to miles per hour. So higher gusts may be possible as well. So it's going to be kind of a day to wear your hair in a ponytail. Or Frank, just go outside. You're fine.
Sounds like it's a good day for me to just take a nap.
It's a great day to take a nap. Yes. Go home, take a nap. Turn on the sound machine. Saturday looks nice, though. Sunny skies, high around 65. So that's, you know, that's something to look forward to.
That is something to look forward to.
Yes, of course. Right now it's 59 degrees in New York City.
Well, today is President Biden's 100th day in office. He marked the moment last night by pleading for the country to come together, insisting democracy still works. During his first speech to Congress, he called on lawmakers to take action on immigration and police reform. He described gun violence as an epidemic, vowing to protect people from it. He also unveiled a plan for paid leave, child care, free preschool, and free community college.
Chris Wallace, I noticed, was trending on Twitter, and I looked at why, and it's because he said last night, I think the American people are going to like this speech, after the speech was given, and apparently the Fox audience is not happy with that. So that's why he's trending. But in the meantime, locally, New York City's 12 a.m. restaurant curfew is about to go the route of the outside mask in small groups. Governor Cuomo announced Wednesday that the restaurant and bar curfew would be phased out in May. Starting May 17th, outdoor dining areas can be open past midnight. And on the 31st, the curfew for indoor space will be lifted completely.
Well, to Chris Wallace's point, more people are feeling optimistic about where the nation is headed. That's at least according to a new CNN poll that puts the number at 71% of those who watched President Biden's speech to Congress last night. Around the same amount believe his proposals for dealing with racial injustice, the economy, guns, and taxes are steps in the right direction. And about 65% in this poll said they liked his stance on immigration.
One of the jurors in the Derek Chauvin trial has gone public. I don't know if you saw the interview, Frank, but Brandon Mitchell is his name. He was known as juror number 52, and he is the first to speak out about what was going on in the minds of the folks in the jury room. The 31-year-old is a basketball coach and apparently decided that he didn't want to stay quiet despite the judge in the case ruling that the jurors' names should be kept private for at least 6 months due to the notoriety and obviously the controversy of the trial. So this guy, Mitchell, says that the group, I mean, he said quite a few things, but I think the headline here was that the group saw the video of Chauvin with his knee on George Floyd's neck at least 5 or 6 times a day. So they were really being pushed. And he said all but one juror had no doubt that Chauvin was guilty.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo apparently is being blamed for hiding the COVID death toll in nursing homes. The New York Times saying today that aides were aware of the numbers last spring, but prevented state health officials from releasing the information. By October, Cuomo called for more analysis. All this was allegedly happening as he was writing the book on the pandemic. His lawyer says that the situation is, quote, overblown.
Well, Mayor de Blasio is getting a lot of flack because of putting the digi dog down. Did you hear about this?
I did.
This was that creepy looking robot surveillance dog that the NYPD had brought out. I saw some pictures of this thing. It's disturbing to look at because it's like this robot, but it walks like a dog. It's completely bizarre. AOC condemned it because she felt that they were only putting it in low income communities of color. And so finally, the NYPD has decided to take this thing away, and they have, as the mayor says, put DigiDog down.
Uber is making it easier to get protected against coronavirus. Users can now book a vaccination appointment right on the app. The company is also offering 10 million free rides to more than 9,000 Walgreens stores. Spokesperson says they don't want transportation to be the reason why some people can't receive their shots. Lyft has a goal of offering 60 million rides to and from vaccine appointments.
Well, speaking of, if you're wondering why traffic jams seem to be so much worse these days, I mean, despite so many people working from home, it's kind of like this doesn't make any sense. Well, it's kind of obvious, I think. People are still scared to take public transport. So they're driving and they're hailing ride shares. According to a recent study, congestion has actually increased by 0.9% and traffic jams times have jumped nearly 5% since 2016. Okay, so that makes sense, 2016. But even in the last few months, it has increased. Researchers blame companies like Uber and Lyft. It was an MIT study that these researchers were from, and they found that roughly 9% ridership dropped in things like trains and buses. And of course, all those Uber and Lyft drivers, they're often roaming around looking for fares. It's called deadheading. And those miles are not only adding to the traffic, but it's obviously creating a pollution problem.
Well, Met fans among us, if you're wondering why the Mets didn't score any runs yesterday, you guessed it. It was because Jacob DeGrom is pitching. Here to tell you all about that, the one and only Sid Rosenberg.
Frank Juliet, good morning. What was the excuse 2 nights ago when they scored one against the Red Sox? But you're right. This has been an ongoing issue with Jacob DeGrom. He's won about 80-plus games in his career, and he's pitched to the lowest ERA in team history. Let me give you a number. This year, Jacob DeGrom has given up 2 earned runs all season, yet he's lost 2 games, including last night. Mets lose 1-0 to the Boston Red Sox. 6 strong innings from Jacob DeGrom. But once again, the Mets cannot score. Here is DeGrom after the game, Frank, talking about the lack of run support.
You know, I try not to think too much about it. Like I said, I'm more disappointed that I wasn't able to make pitches there in the second inning. You know, it was trying to battle through, but just left some balls over the middle of the plate that got hit.
DeGrom's ERA this season, 0.51. With the loss, the Mets are now in second place, so 9-10, a half game back of the Braves and Phillies. They're each 12-12. The Yankees are red hot. They've now won 5 out of 6. Shut out the Orioles last night, 7-0, behind Domingo Herman's strong performance. He gets the win. He's now 2-2. Yanks hit 3 home runs, Ford, Urshela, and Frazier, and they'll play the Orioles again tonight. Yankees now just 2 games under .500 after 24 efforts. NBA last night, here come the Knicks. They did it again. Blew out the Chicago Bulls, 113-94. 34 for Julius Randle, 22 for R.J. Barrett. And once again, the Knickerbockers own sole possession of fourth place in the Eastern Conference. Here's our head coach, Tom Thibodeau, after the win.
I thought our starters really got us off to a good start. And I didn't like the way the bench played in the first half, but I thought in the second half they were terrific. So, and again, it really starts with our defense.
And, of course, the biggest sports story of the day later on tonight from Cleveland, Ohio. It is round one of the 2021 NFL Draft. Jets expected to take BYU quarterback Zach Wilson at number 2 to replace Sam Darnold. The Jets traded Darnold to Carolina about 3 weeks ago, when yesterday Carolina traded quarterback Teddy Bridgewater to Denver to clear the path for Darnold. The Giants, they'll pick number 11. Lots of folks thinking they'll take Alabama wide receiver Jaylen Waddle to add to the plethora of weapons the Giants have provided Daniel Jones in this offseason. With sports at 15:45, for the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:17, time for traffic and transit on the 7s. Here's Joe Nolan.
Hi, Frank. Southbound on 109 in New Jersey. In Kearney, all lanes are going to be closed. There's a pretty bad accident on the overnight. They're investigating it. So if you're headed that way, allow some extra time. If you're in a car, just use the Skyway if you're heading out to Newark. Southbound on the Turnpike, the inner roadway at 8A, an accident. 2 left lanes are going to be out. If you're heading to the inbound George Washington Bridge, those approach roads, I-95 for the lower level, going to be closed. That for maintenance, so everybody being diverted to the express lanes. Couple of overnight issues, northbound Turnpike, outer roadway closed for maintenance. Same thing, Staten Island bound for Verrazano, lower level, and delays on the F and the G and alternate side once again today is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. Coming up in Frank's Business Report, weekly jobless numbers are coming in. Are folks getting back to work? That's the question. And coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, yesterday I told you about some of the world's greatest affordable all-inclusive resorts for couples. Today, we're focusing on families.
This is the WABC Early News.
The opening bell rings this morning, a day after stocks closed down in spite of the Federal Reserve's announcement that it would keep key interest rates near zero. The Fed also upgraded its assessment of the economy, but acknowledged inflation was rising. At the close, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 164 points. The S&P 500 edged down 3 points, and the NASDAQ lost 39 points. Now, today, the weekly unemployment report and first quarter GDP growth is coming out. Analysts forecast 551,000 Americans filed for first-time claims last week. What does that mean? That would be up from 547,000 the week before. Last week's total was the lowest since March of last year, when non-essential businesses were ordered to shut down to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Economists also expect to see the economy grow 6.3% during the first 3 months of this year. The numbers are due out at 8:30 this morning, Juliet.
Thank you very much, Frank. All right.
You're welcome.
That's very nice of you. If you are getting your vaccine shot, I would just like to say personally, thank you very much. I think that's very important. But you don't need to go celebrating, at least not right away. Researchers say heavy drinking, either before or after you get the shot, right before or right after you get the shot, can prevent your immune systems from doing what they're supposed to do. Your cells are supposed to start getting active, but they could be suppressed by the alcohol, which would then obviously lead to the effects of the vaccine being weaker than they should be. Experts say this really is directed more at people who are planning on getting wasted either before or after, not folks who just are having a glass of wine or two before or after. But to be safe, the message is just hold off on the booze for a few days before, a few days after.
A few days?
Well, that was sort of my editorializing. But yes, day before or day after.
Well, I'm getting my shot today. And the weekend is very close.
You're okay. You're okay.
Thank you. All right.
This is your second shot, right?
Yes, that's right.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so fingers crossed in terms of minimal side effects.
Yes.
Another 60 Starlink satellites are now in orbit. A new batch blasted off from Florida late last night. It was the 12th launch for SpaceX this year. The company initially had a goal of 1,400 broadband satellites, but has surpassed that. It has permission to launch as many as 30,000. This is all part of a plan to provide worldwide internet service, especially in remote and rural areas.
Caitlyn Jenner may have some competition from Hollywood again. It seems the spate of actors turning to politics has begun to inspire quite a few copycats, as a matter of fact. Randy Quaid is the next one to potentially throw his hat into the ring. He said earlier this week that he is seriously considering running for governor of California. He has been a big Trump supporter. He has been quite vocal about prosecutorial corruption in the state. You know, if he's always on Twitter making comments and things like that, and he has really no fear of polarizing, so he'd be great. Since Tuesday, the 70-year-old hasn't said much else, though. And as far as we know, he hasn't filed any paperwork for the recall election. If it did come down to the Olympian turned reality star turned transsexual and the National Lampoon actor, odds makers put Quaid's chances of winning at 100-1. Jenner, meantime, isn't exactly a player at the moment as far as her odds of winning, but her odds are better, at least according to the odds makers, than Quaid's.
Now, can I ask what might be a silly question? Is does Randy Quaid live in the state of California?
I would imagine that he has a house there.
Interesting.
If he's going to run.
I would hope so, but I don't think that he does. But we'll
see.
The mayor of Columbus, Ohio, is calling for a federal probe of the city's police department. Mayor Andrew Ginther was joined by city attorney Zach Klein in sending a letter to the Department of Justice asking federal investigators to look into possible racial disparities in several areas, including use of force, recruitment, hiring, and discipline. The letter stated, simply put, we need to change the culture of the Columbus Division of Police. The letter follows the recent fatal shooting of a black teenager with a knife by a white police officer.
Well, there is a cold case from our area, and if you were around in the 70s, you may remember this situation. Authorities say Richard Cottingham, also known as the Torso Killer, because he left his victims beheaded and dismembered, hiding body parts in both New Jersey and New York City, has admitted to two more slayings. Marianne Pryor and her friend Lorraine Marie Kelly, they were very young, 17 years old. They wanted new bathing suits for an upcoming trip to the Jersey Shore. This is back in 1974. So the two girls did what a lot of folks without wheels did back then. They hitchhiked. And on their way to the Garden State Mall, they met up with Cottingham, who now has claimed responsibility for at least 100 killings. Investigators have linked him to 11 murders, but they think, yes, there are far more. In court recently, the now 74-year-old admitted to kidnapping the girls, tying them up, raping them in a motel room, and then drowning them in the bathtub. Both had been tortured with cigarette burns. He has been in prison since getting busted in the 1980s when authorities caught him in the act of raping and attempting to murder a girl in a motel room. Sickening.
Mm, that's for sure.
Well, but I mean, at least this has been a cold case that police have, you know, been wondering about for a while. So since the 70s, obviously. So it has been solved.
Senator Ted Cruz is trending on Twitter after he was reportedly seen snoozing during President Biden's address to Congress. Biden gave a lengthy speech to a joint session of Congress last night, and during a portion on immigration reform, the cameras cut to the Texas Republican, who appeared to be nodding off. Twitter users were quick to sound off on the sleepy-eyed senator, calling him things like Ted Snooze and accusing him of sleeping on the job. A spokesman for Cruz responded that the Biden speech was boring but radical.
Didn't respond to the accusations that he was sleeping, though.
Well, I think the boring but radical aspect was sort of his excuse as to why he was sleeping.
Oh, well, okay. Mixed messages causing pregnant women a bit of concern when it comes to the COVID vaccine. So last Friday, if you recall, the CDC head, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said that pregnant women should get the vaccine. And she cited a new report at that time from the New England Journal of Medicine. But earlier this week, the doctor walked back that guidance, saying women should weigh the risks. And in fact, they're not making a recommendation. In an email to CBS News, the CDC tried to sort of explain things, and they issued the following statement. They said, if facing decisions about whether to receive a COVID vaccine while pregnant, women should consider the risk of exposure to COVID, the increased risk of severe infection while pregnant, the known benefits of vaccination. And basically, they're just, I mean, the bottom line is they're kind of just throwing it in your lap and saying, if you want to take the risk, we don't want to be responsible if anything goes wrong, which is just, I mean, it's kind of typical of the CDC, but Israel and the UK have actively recommended that pregnant women go ahead and get vaccinated, saying that there has been no safety concern identified.
Well, 527 with traffic and transit on the sevens. Joe Nolan will map out your best way to get to work this morning. I have to go through the Verrazano Bridge later in about an hour from now, Joe. How are things looking for me?
Well, here's the thing. The overnight road work will be long gone by then, so you shouldn't have any problem at all. But who knows what it's going to be like in an hour. I have no idea. Southbound Turnpike, again in Kearney, all lanes are closed. Accident investigation as you travel southbound. Westbound on the belt, coming into the Van Wyken accident. Jersey Turnpike, the inner roadway at 8A, an accident. Two left lanes are out. Jersey Turnpike northbound, the outer roadway is closed. That because of maintenance. And on the Staten Island bound lower level, again, that is going to be closed. Verrazano Bridge, again, that with maintenance. And I probably wouldn't bother you anyway, Frank. Delays on the F to G, the 3 and the 4, and alternate side is in effect. And the support service of Rocket Mortgage. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, and tax estimates all in real time. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. You want the ability to adjust your loan in real time, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the Sevens. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Joe, what is Route 10 going to look like in Melville at about 3 this afternoon?
For you, my dear, it'll be lovely.
Oh, thank you. All right. Thanks, Joe. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 540, an all-inclusive for the family that loves doing activities together by day and bonding at night. And also another one for families who love history and pirate lore. And I'll tell you about that at 5:40. But first, Deb's got your headlines.
From the 77 WABC Early News Desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. A 31-year-old Brooklyn man arrested by the NYPD in connection with a violent attack and attempted sexual assault against a female. Kevin Williams of Metropolitan Avenue charged with a slew of charges, attempted robbery, assault, sex-motivated assault, sex abuse, and more. Police say a 24-year-old woman was attacked from behind in Brooklyn, grabbed by her throat after attempting to rob the woman. The man allegedly pushed her against a vehicle and attempted to sexually assault her. An 8-year-old girl left in critical condition after jumping from a 6-floor balcony of a 17-story apartment building at 540 East 169th Street in the Bronx. An FDNY fire chief on the scene said the whole thing was just absolutely horrifying.
A lot of smoke and a lot of heat throughout the fire floor and the floors above.
Linda Kemp, the tenant association president, two neighbors came to the girl's aid.
When that child was there, that was my call to do what we do as human beings, and that was to protect that baby that was laying on the floor.
The girl broke both of her legs. The cause of the fire, under investigation. New York City comptroller and mayoral candidate Scott Stringer denies sexual allegations from a former intern. Both spoke out yesterday.
The former campaign intern of city controller and mayoral candidate Scott Stringer is speaking out. Gene Kim accusing Stringer of sexual abuse and harassment from back in 2001.
Being forced to see him in my living room TV every day, pretending to be a champion for women's rights, just sickens me when I know the truth.
This relationship started and ended before I met my wife, Elise. I believe it was a mutual, consensual relationship.
Stringer says the allegations against him are not true and do not reflect his interactions with any member of his staff. He says he will remain in the mayor's race. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday announcing end dates for the curfews on food and beverage service in New York that were imposed across the state in response to the coronavirus pandemic. Restaurants and bars will go to 4 a.m. as of May 17th for outdoor areas. Indoor, that takes effect on May 31st. Good news for restaurant owners.
The fact that you're able to sit at the bar and the fact that you're able to order a beer without food, it's going to be a big thing.
Fox News is next.
The move again.
President Biden gives his first speech to Congress, emphasizing his success in fighting the pandemic and laying out sweeping plans to boost the economy.
We have to show not just that we're back, but we're back to stay, and that we aren't going to go it alone.
Part of that, he says, is for Congress to pass his American Families Plan for child care, education, and paid leave. In the Republican rebuttal, Senator Tim Scott said former President Trump deserves the credit for bringing the pandemic under control. And north of Los Angeles, two firefighters were injured last night working to stop a wildfire near Castaic. Evacuation orders now lifted. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. It is going to be a rainy day in New York City. Unfortunately, we're only going to get up to about 75 degrees, and it'll be either cloudy or raining depending on where you live, unfortunately. Coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, a gorgeous, listen to this, Frank, you don't have kids, so maybe you can
none that I'm aware
bring dolls or something, but a gorgeous two-bedroom villa on the beach for you and your family on one of Mexico's greatest beaches, by the way, with all the food and drink you could possibly want and a free kids club for just a little over $300 a night.
Wow.
Total. Yeah. I've got some really great, great places here. I've got four that I focused on, so that's coming up at 5:40.
All right. Well, that
very
should
exciting,
be
exciting, isn't it?
Well, let me tell you a little bit about what's happening in the news. A lot of people still talking about the WABC mayoral debate that took place yesterday. The four candidates that participated were Sean Donovan, Maya Wiley, Catherine Garcia, and Ray McGuire. And if you missed any portion of that debate, you can go to WABCradio.com and hear the debate in its entirety. They debated for about 2 hours in a forum moderated by Dominic Carter and former New York State Governor David Paterson. Most of the time was spent, while they covered a wide variety of issues, talking about their plan for getting New York City back economically in the midst of COVID. Again, if you didn't get a chance to hear that, check it out at WABCradio.com.
You know, I got to ask you, I didn't have a chance to watch it yet, but I'm just wondering, has anybody asked them, any of these candidates, what they're going to do about this ridiculous organization that Mayor de Blasio's wife is the head of that has basically blown $1 billion and nobody knows where the money went, essentially?
Well, they did not address the Thrive NYC issue yesterday, but I believe that... several of the candidates have talked about oversight for programs like that previously, but it did not come up in the 2 hours yesterday.
It is really shocking to me that this still is sort of one of these open-ended situations, where this money went. Just mind-blowing.
You're exactly right.
Speaking of mind-blowing, she was one of the Spahn Ranch girls. If you don't know who that is, it's a group of young, wayward, attractive teens who followed the psychotic, lunatic cult leader Charles Manson back in the late 60s. But unlike many of her teenage ranch pals, Juanita Wildbush bailed out just in time. The 77-year-old now says she picked up Susan Atkins and two other Manson family members one day back in 1968. They were hitchhiking, and she dropped them off at the ranch and just decided to stay. She ended up meeting a pair of gold prospectors on the ranch who came to the ranch to visit, both of whom convinced her to get out. And she says she ended up marrying one of these guys not long after the Manson family of freaks went on that murderous rampage, killing actress Sharon Tate and several others at that house, and then going over to the LaBianco's house and killing the husband and wife. This happened over the course of a week or so. Wildbush says she's had survivor's guilt ever since because she believes that she would have participated in the murders if she'd stayed. That's cruel. That's just bizarre.
Oh no, it's
bizarre,
ridiculous.
How does that happen?
Crazy. One just follow up to the story we were just doing. While he wasn't here yesterday, New York City Comptroller and mayoral candidate Scott Stringer, who's been making a little bit of news himself, he has taken some shots at the Thrive NYC program and the de Blasio administration's handling of $1 billion. And he said that the program has failed to show progress, and he suggested that one of its key platforms be axed, saying that we're spending $200 million on a mental health program, Thrive, with little accountability, with little data or outcomes to show progress. So he's saying, at least, that that whole thing should be discontinued.
Well, that's great, but how about accountability as far as where did the money go? I mean, is there going to be an investigation into that? That's what I want to know. Because that was a colossal waste of money and time and resources. Anyway, on a much happier note, Frank, happy anniversary today to Prince William and Kate Middleton. Huh. They walked down the aisle 10 years ago. 10 years ago today. And in honor of the big day, they released two new portraits taken this week at Kensington Palace. British photographer Chris Floyd was the one who captured the images. In the first photo, you see the Duke and Duchess holding hands, surrounded by trees and greenery. And in the second one, the Duke and Duchess share a smiling embrace on the palace grounds, where I will be June 19th.
This is the prince that's still in good with the royal family.
Yeah,
right?
This is the prince who will be king once Charles passes away.
Wow. 5:37, time for traffic with the man who would be king, king of traffic reporting anyway, Joe Nolan.
Well, we got problems on the Bell Parkway, Frank, westbound. At the Van Wyck, an accident with injuries. Two lanes are out of service, unfortunately. So as you come through there, there are going to be big delays for sure. Southbound 109, the truck route in Jersey City, all lanes are closed. Right around Hackensack Avenue, an accident. Accident investigation continues. Southbound on the turnpike, the inner roadway, approaching 8A, an accident. Again, the left lane is out. New Jersey Transit, on the Northeast Corridor, they have canceled 5 trains. And on the North Jersey coastline, they've canceled 1. They had some earlier issues. Just be aware of that here early on. And the Transit Authority delays on the 3, the 4, the F, and the G, and alternate side of the street parking rules and regulations once again today are in effect. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joseph, from your Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today is going to be kind of a wash. We'll have considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers throughout the day, only going to get up to about 75 degrees. Tomorrow, I'm very disappointed, Frank. This was our day out to have our husbands and wives meet each other, and it's just going to be kind of a, going to be 68 degrees. Okay, that's cool. But it's going to be very windy tomorrow, wind gusts past 30 miles an hour. I mean, what is this?
Our husbands are going to be so disappointed.
My husband and your wife will be very disappointed, yes. But anyway, I mean, okay, that's fine. I guess it's not going to be freezing, but it'll be very windy. Tomorrow, or Saturday rather, 65 degrees, mostly sunny skies, so that'll be nice. And Sunday, 78 degrees and a mix of clouds and sun. Not too bad. Not too bad. We're having the Jets at Juliet travel update in one moment. But first, Frank, what's happening in the world of business?
Well, the stock market had a little bit of a rough day yesterday. The Dow Jones fell 164 points. The S&P 500 edged down 3 points. And the NASDAQ lost 39 points. But some good news for Amazon workers. They are raising the wages of more than 500,000 of its workers. The company will increase pay by at least 50 cents and up to $3 an hour. The pay raises will take effect in mid-May through early June of this year. Amazon says it's moved up annual pay reviews for its team from the fall to the spring. The raises are meant to incentivize hiring for tens of thousands of operations across the country.
All right, Frank, it's time now for your Jet Set Juliet travel update. And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for more information and details and things like that. Yesterday, I told you about some of the world's greatest affordable all-inclusive resorts for couples. Today, we're focusing on the families. Number one, let's start with a place where I spent a lot of my childhood. My mom was a singer, as you know, and we were living in Miami, and she would perform at the various hotels down in the islands, including Aruba. So I remember Aruba having gorgeous sandy beaches, really clear water. It was a great beach for kids, I recall. But I do not recall ever going to a hotel geared for kids like this one. The Divi Aruba, named after the Divi Divi trees, that kind of, they're blown over by the wind. They sort of have this weird, like,
I saw those when I was in Aruba.
Yeah,
they're
very
cool.
Yeah, the Divi Aruba is perfect for the family that wants a little something for everyone. There's a free kids club, bikes, snorkeling, kayaking, water sports galore for the kids of every age, plus four restaurants, two beach bars, pools. I mean, this is great for the active family that likes doing things together, active things together during the day, and then maybe taking it easy in the evenings. Although, there is a nearby casino, and there is babysitting services. So, you know, if you want to go out, mom and dad, you can. The all-inclusive prices for a Thursday through Sunday in May start at just $415 a night, and up to two children stay free. That's, you know, a lot of food and drink for four people. And all of the other stuff. Number two, Hotel.com readers rate this next place fabulous. And that's because the Bahia Principe Grand El Portillo all-inclusive resort in the Dominican Republic is chock full of options. A bunch of restaurants and bars to choose from. A water park, a children's only pool, kids club, and a playground. Plus, there's babysitters available if mom and dad want to head out to the nightclub on site. It's a big property, roughly 600 rooms or so. So it's more of a resort type of feel as opposed to that kind of quiet family getaway vibe. I feel like this one is perfect for the parents with either very young kids or much older kids. Parents who want to play maybe just as much as the kids do during the day at night and not have to worry about your kids' safety. Prices start at, get this, roughly $157 a night for a standard room that sleeps four, including two kids. Number three, wow, that is what you're going to say when you hear this deal. For the Royal Cancun All Villas All-Inclusive Resort in Cancun. Yes, villas. As in, you and your family will have a two-bedroom hotel room on the beach. You've got the pools, you've got the kids' playground, the beach, four restaurants, lounges, tennis courts, tons of things to do on property. But there are also free shuttles to all the major area attractions, including museums, a really cool marina area, golf, and the convention center is right nearby. So the kiddies can hang at the free kids club or for a small fee can join the supervised activities that are supervised by the hotel, while other family members can check out the city. A two-bedroom villa with Mexican-inspired decor and a resort view starts at the all-inclusive price of just $308 for a Thursday through Sunday stay in May. And again, that includes four people up to two kids. And finally, Curacao is another spot that I spent a lot of time enjoying as a kid when my mom was singing down there in the islands. And the Renaissance Curacao All-Inclusive Resort is definitely my kind of property. If your family is into history and sightseeing, but you also love a touch of European charm, plus shopping, trendy bars, this is the perfect place. The resort is built within and around Fort Riff, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site built back in the 1800s to defend the area from pirates. Little kids will love watching the rough waves smash against the walls of the fort. And of course, they love hearing about the pirates' stories. Restaurants, bars, a casino, and that's just the all-inclusive part. There is so much to do in this area, you're never going to need to leave the property. But if you want to, there's Fort Amsterdam nearby, in addition to Fort Riff, where you're basically going to be staying, the Governor's Palace, the Maritime Museum. Curacao is a very cool town, and it's got that Dutch kind of vibe going. And it's for the family. This one is for the family that wants the option of easy on-site action, but also lots of off-site activities as well. Rooms, all-inclusively, start at $387 a night during a Thursday through Sunday in May. And that is your Jet Set Juliet travel report. I'll put all this stuff on my Twitter account.
Well, from Aruba to Curacao and everything in between, if you want to follow the places that Juliet tells you about, you can check her out on Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV. That's Juliet Huddy TV. A ton of interesting travel tips on there. And if you know somebody that's interested in travel, please do share it with them.
Yes.
If you know somebody that's interested in sports, then the person that you're going to want to listen to is Sid Rosenberg at at 15 and 45 past the hour. Sid, what's happening in the world of sports?
Well, Frank, we got to start with tonight's big event. It is the 2021 NFL Draft live from Cleveland, Ohio. Of course, the Jets, they select number two. Jacksonville will select Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, number one, Urban Meyer's first job in the NFL. Jets will select Zach Wilson, quarterback out of BYU, number two, to replace recently traded Sam Darnold. The Jets traded Darnold to Carolina. Yesterday, Carolina traded Teddy Bridgewater to Denver, paving the way for Darnold to start. Then the Giants, the football Giants, they'll pick number 11. Here's Giant GM Dave Gettleman yesterday.
Well, you know, the more quarterbacks that go, the more players it pushes to us, Jordan. And, it's obviously helpful. I mean, I'd like to see, I'd like to see 10 quarterbacks go in front of us, But the more quarterbacks that go, the better it is for us.
May see four quarterbacks go in the first four picks. Rumors are Giants may select talented Alabama wideout Jalen Waddle to add to the plethora of talent the Giants have put around quarterback Daniel Jones this offseason. Another game, another night where the Mets don't score for Jacob DeGrom. It's unbelievable. Again, shut out by the Boston Red Sox last night, 1-0. DeGrom 1-1 over 6. He's pitching to a 0.51 ERA. He's given up two earned runs all season, yet he's lost two games. Here's Jacob DeGrom on his lack of run support.
You know, I try not to think too much about it. Like I said, I'm more disappointed that I wasn't able to make pitches there in the second inning. I was trying to battle through, but just left some balls over the middle of the plate that got hit.
Mets with the loss fall to 9-10. They're out of first place now, half game back of the Braves and Phillies. Big night for the Yankees. Domingo Herman went 7 scoreless, shut out the Orioles 7-0. The Yanks have now won 5 out of 6. Ford, Urshela, and Fraser all homered for the Yankees yesterday, and the Yankees now at 11-13, playing much better baseball. Knickerbocker's win last night. Big night for Julius Randle. He threw in 34, 22 for R.J. Barrett. Knicks beat the Bulls 113-94, and once again the Knickerbockers own sole possession of fourth place behind the Brooklyn Nets, Philadelphia 76ers, and Milwaukee Bucks inside the Eastern Conference. But again, the big sports story today, tonight, the NFL draft, the Jets set to select number two and the Giants number 11. Sports at 15 and 45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
And at 5:47, Joe Nolan has the best strategies for you to get to work this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Well, stay off the Bell Parkway, Frank. Westbound at the Van Wyck, an accident. Two lanes are out. There are injuries involved in this, so it's going to be there for a little while longer. In fact, now they have just shut down the Belt Parkway on the westbound side coming on in. So again, you can get on Conduit Avenue and get around this thing, but still an accident with the injuries on the Belt Parkway westbound right at the Van Wyck. Jersey Turnpike southbound, the truck lanes, all lanes are closed at Hackensack Avenue in Kearney with an accident investigation. Southbound Jersey Turnpike, that inner roadway down at 8A, an accident left lane out. Here early on, New Jersey Transit has canceled 5 trains on the corridor, 1 on the coastline with equipment problems. Apparently that has been cleared, the equipment issue, but still the trains are canceled, and delays on the 3, the 4, the F, and the G, and alternate side again today suspended. The support of service of Rocket Mortgage. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, tax estimates, all in real time. When you need your mortgage to fit your family and budget, Rocket can. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Jill Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Yep, the weather forecast and what to do about the earworm.
Is the WABC Early News.
Thank you very much, sir. Welcome back. It is the WABC Early News with Juliet and Frank, or Frank and Juliet, whichever way you like it. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, it is going to be a rainy day. We're going to have clouds, considerable cloudiness throughout the day with occasional rain showers, getting up to about 75 degrees. Frank, tomorrow is going to be windy, windy, windy. 68 degrees. Winds 20 to 30 miles an hour with higher gusts possible. So, what a pain. Saturday, it's going to be very nice, though. 65 degrees, mostly sunny skies, maybe some light winds. And Sunday looks really nice, 78 degrees. Actually, they say it's going to be considerably cloud, but I am going to say it's going to be a nice day. I'm leaning towards the positive.
Yeah. Well, I have to drive an hour and a half to Rockland County on Saturday and back. So, sounds like good weather for driving.
Why is this?
Because my wife and I agreed to go for Japanese food with my uncle in
Rockland. Oh, at Mount Fuji?
That's right.
I heard this conversation yesterday.
Yes.
Apparently it's a big place, big spot.
Apparently it is. But is it worth the drive? That's the question.
What town is it in?
It's in, see, I don't know towns. I think Milburn or Hilburn is one of those a town.
Not familiar with it.
All right. Well, one of those two. Milburn. Milburn.
Okay.
According to Christian.
Thank you.
My
what time will you be there? Just kidding.
I'll be there at 4:30. I don't care.
It's in Hilburn, yes.
Hilburn, yes. Contrary to what Christian was saying. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell is still pushing claims that President Trump lost the election because voting machines were rigged. He went on Jimmy Kimmel Live last night where he talked with the host about everything from election conspiracy theories to his assertion that he's been receiving death threats. Kimmel told Lindell he doesn't think there's any validity to his claims, but he thinks it's important the two talk to each other. Kimmel also said he's worried that Lindell was self-destructive. The pillow magnate is being sued by voting machine maker Dominion for his claims, the evidence for which Lindell said will soon be before the Supreme Court. And in the interest of full disclosure, MyPillow is an advertiser on this radio station.
You know, I'm looking at pictures of this Mount Fuji place. This looks great. It's really pretty. The views are fantastic.
Well, it better be for an hour and a half drive.
Oh, I think it's worth it. It's going to feel like you're going on a little mini vacation.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right. A well-known science guru has the antidote to the worm, the earworm specifically. In case you aren't familiar with that, an earworm is a reference to when a song gets stuck in your head. You can't get rid of it. You go crazy because you just can't stop hearing it. Well, the Australian scientist, known as Dr. Carl, says earworms affect 92% of all adults. I mean, what? It's only 90. I would just assume it would be everybody. Everybody's had an earworm from time to time.
Maybe if you're tone deaf or something.
Well, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point. They can last for minutes or, if you're really unlucky, days. But the friendly doctor has the answer. He says, chew gum. Apparently, it uses the same part of our brain that the so-called earworm is replaying itself over and over in. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. Do you have a common song that you're susceptible to earworms with?
No. Sometimes things just pop in, and I don't know what goes on in my head, honestly.
Yeah, I'm the same way. It does vary, but
I do tend to have an Enter Shikari song.
Oh,
yeah. But it could be any song, because I'm always humming that.
I find a lot of Lady Gaga songs are prone to earworm.
So she's renting space in your head, as they say?
Apparently. I always thought earworm were those little creatures in Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, that crawl in Chekhov's ear and stuff.
But, oh, well, that's exactly what it is.
China has launched the first module of its planned space station. The China National Space Administration said this morning's launch was successful. The module is the largest spacecraft ever developed by China and is being launched into low Earth orbit as part of a 2-year plan to build China's own space station. Chinese astronauts have been excluded from the International Space Station.
Well, some more science stuff. If this doesn't give you the heebie-jeebies, I don't know what will. A new species of spider has been discovered in South Florida, Miami to be exact. Oh, thank God I don't live there anymore. It's called the Pine Rockland Trapdoor Spider for the forest surrounding the Miami Zoo. I guess it's the Pine Rockland Forest. And for the way the hideous thing hunts. Zoo officials have found 4 of these Pine Rockland Trapdoor Spiders since 2012. All of them are male. And one official says where there are males, of course there are females, and they probably are 3 times as big. These things, as they are, these male things, they are like tarantula-like beasts. They're hideous. And apparently they burrow in sandy soil, and they can live in that same burrow. Oh, even the word freaks me out. For as long as 40 years. Scientists think that they hunt by hiding in their camouflage lairs and waiting for prey to pass by, and then they pounce out of their well-disguised trap door and bring the prey down into the sandy soil. Ugh, it's awful.
New York City's police union is mourning the loss of a department member who died by suicide. A 34-year-old NYPD officer fatally shot himself at his home inside Stuyvesant Town apartment in Manhattan around 7:15 last night. The Daily News reporting that the unidentified officer was found when he didn't show up to his shift at the Times Square unit. The New York City Police Benevolent Association offered their condolences to the officer's family, friends, and colleagues, urging those who are struggling to reach out to somebody.
Oh, boy. That's terrible. Mm. There is a new mobile app. This is actually very good news. It's being developed right now, and it could someday help parents find out if their child has autism. Scientists at Duke University studied kids as young as 16 months old, following their gaze when the child was looking at a screen with activity happening on it. In autism spectrum disorder, or ASD, attention to social stimuli is reduced. The children, so they would be watching short videos on this mobile device of people smiling and making eye contact or engaging in conversation. And researchers noted the child's gaze, the patterns that the child's gaze made with the device's camera. Kids with ASD were much less likely to focus on social cues and track the conversation. So this app is just a prototype at the moment, but researchers say the results are certainly promising.
And it is opening day today for New York's popular restaurant, Tavern on the Green.
Oh, wonderful.
The Central Park restaurant has been closed for more than a year because of COVID. The restaurant will be seating patrons at 50% capacity. It'll also be trying out a to-go window for people who would rather eat outside in the park.
And very quickly, Robert De Niro and his wife, Grace Hightower, have been going through a really bitter divorce battle, and they clashed in a courtroom this week. It was actually a virtual hearing over her spending habits. Now, De Niro has tried to keep all of the details about their spending habits kind of out of the press for obvious reasons. You know, he's gone to pretty extraordinary lengths to kind of keep himself private. And also, you know, he's this Trump-hating Democrat guy, and he's this, you know, thespian guy. So he wanted to sort of keep the fact that he and his wife were blowing a fortune on these luxurious things and items and material types of things. But anyway, so it's all kind of coming out now, and it's just a complete mess. But according to his lawyer, the actor makes these lousy movies like Dirty Grandpa and Little Fockers, and is doing commercials now for car makers like Kia because he has to pay for his wife's extravagant spending habits. That's the excuse.
Well, somebody that does traffic for the same reason at 557 is Joe Nolan. He knows what that's like.
Westbound on the Bell Parkway at the Van Wyck.
You laughed a little hard at that one, Joe.
Yeah, I know, really. Westbound Bell Parkway at the Van Wyck and Axel with injuries. Two left lanes are going to be out of service. Northbound of the Bruckner at the Sheridan, a stall. Again, left lane out. Now, 1 and 9 southbound, the truck route. All lanes are closed at Hackensack Avenue and Kearney. That accident investigation continues. Southbound on the drive now, 106th Street, an accident with one lane out. Turnpike southbound, the inner and 8A, an accident left lane. Now, again, a bunch of trains on Jersey Transit here early on were canceled. They had some earlier equipment problems. Transit Authority delays on the 3, the 4, the F, and the G. And alternate set again today is suspended. This supportive service of Audible. Freshen up your playlist this spring with Audible Plus. Listen all you want to thousands of select Audible originals, audiobooks, podcasts, and more. Start a 30-day trial when you sign up at audible.com. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Well, there's a new way to deliver Girl Scout cookies in Virginia. In partnership with Wing, the Girl Scouts of Virginia Skyline Council is offering cookie deliveries by drone. The move was made to accommodate a more contactless delivery method amidst the pandemic. Those living in Christiansburg can take advantage of the option by ordering on Wing's app or website by the end of May. Who knows if this works out well in Virginia? This may expand to the rest of the country.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I just don't understand. We're going to have drones like banging into each other.
There's a lot of drones out there. Yeah. That's for sure.
Yeah. Kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Me too.
We've got a lot coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Sid will be back and he will tell us a little bit about what's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show. Plus, Prince Andrew is in trouble again. I mean, this guy just can't keep himself out of it. And we'll also talk a little bit more about the lifting of some of the restrictions for COVID.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Well, a change may be coming to your computer screen. I'll tell you all about it. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
I'm Juliet Huddy. Good to have you guys listening to us today. And also, I'm going to tell you about the kind of treasure hunt that comes with a price, in my opinion. We'll talk about that and also a little update on the California governor's race. Another person throwing their hat into the ring, potentially, that you guys all know.
Microsoft is typing in a new default font for the first time in nearly 15 years. The tech giant announced it's moving on from Calibri, which has been used across Microsoft Office since 2007 when it replaced Times New Roman. And it wants your help selecting from five new fonts. Tenorite, Bierstadt, Skeena, Seaford, and Grandview. Microsoft says you can hop on social media after viewing the new typefaces and tell them your favorite, as one of those will become the next default. All the new fonts will also be added to the menu alongside Calibri.
You know, I used to be a Comic Sans MS person, but then I got into Garamond, and then Trebuchet MS was really the one for me. But sometimes I like a fixed width.
Well, it sounds like you've put a lot of thought into this. I go with the default. I, if I'm writing a letter, I will take the time to change it to Times New Roman or something. But I go with the default, which in my case is still Calibri.
Sans Serif is really the good default, I think. That's probably the best one. But anyway, it's just a personal opinion. Mayor de Blasio is happy over a dog being put down. Oh. Before you go ballistic, people, it is a robotic dog. Oh. DigiDog was being used by the NYPD. You might have seen this thing crawling around. The artificial canine was, well, the theory was that it was being used for intel and counterterrorism, but critics like AOC said the dog was being deployed for testing on low-income communities of color, and she didn't like it. Anyway, NYPD officials say the agency has canceled its contract with Boston Dynamic, the maker of this DigiDog, and a spokesman for de Blasio said simply that de Blasio was glad the DigiDog was put down.
Well, 607, somebody that we hope is not put down for many, many years, is our traffic and transit reporter, Joe Nolan.
You never know. Belt Parkway on the westbound side of the Van Wyck, an accident with injuries. Two lanes out there still. Breckner northbound up at the Sheridan stall in the left lane. We still have that accident on the truck route 109. All lanes remain closed. Hackensack Avenue in Kearney, an accident with an accident investigation. Southbound drive at 106th Street, an accident with one lane out. Eastbound Northern State at Willis Avenue, now a crash. 20 on the northeast corridor of New Jersey Transit, overhead wire issues. They've also canceled a bunch of trains. An alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations again today are suspended. Talking about dogs, today is my dog Sadie's 13th birthday.
Happy birthday, Sadie.
She's a little Labradoodle running around the house.
Happy birthday to her. Please take a picture and post it on Twitter.
I will. I'm Jill Nolan with Traffic Talk Radio 77 WABC.
She shares a birthday. Well, she shares an anniversary with the future king and queen of England. Yes, Kate Middleton and William. Happy anniversary to them. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, it's going to be, we've just had an update now. It's going to get up to 72 degrees. We'll have a mix of clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms. So I don't know. I'm looking at the picture here of what it's going to look like. So there's a gray cloud with the sun popping out, but with a lightning bolt and some raindrops. So make of that what you will. Tomorrow it's going to be pretty windy. We're going to get up to 67, but it'll feel chillier because we'll have those winds at 20 to 30 miles an hour with higher gusts possible. And it'll be fairly cloudy from time to time. Saturday looking nice, 65 degrees, mostly sunny skies. And Sunday, 79 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Maybe even a stray shower or a thunderstorm possible, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be anything big or that will stick around. Currently, the temperature in New York City is 59 degrees.
Vice President Kamala Harris is making history yet again. Madame Tussauds announced that Harris will be the first vice president to get a wax figure in their museum. Yesterday, the museum shared a video showcasing the clay head sculpture. They say it took about 6 weeks to sculpt and will take up to 6 months to turn into a full-fledged wax figure. When completed, she will stand alongside President Biden in the New York Museum's Oval Office experience.
Well, that makes sense. All right, New York City's 12 a.m. restaurant curfew is about to go out the door, kind of following the outside mask and small groups thing. You're not going to need this outside mask anymore. You're not going to need to leave at 12 a.m. from a restaurant. Governor Cuomo announced Wednesday that the restaurant and bar curfew would be phased out at some point in May. So starting May 17th, outdoor dining areas can be open past midnight. And on the 31st, the curfew for indoor space will be lifted completely.
Well, I would think for us, Juliet, people with odd hours, this is just tremendous.
I mean, you can say that again. Yes, definitely.
I would think for us, Juliet, people with odd hours, this is just tremendous.
It's way too early to do that. You just freaked me out. Okay, I thought something happened with the taping or something. All right, go ahead.
Taco Bell is serving up a top menu item with help from the moon. The fast food giant says it will give away crunchy tacos in the United States May 4th, while the moon resembles, you guessed it, a taco.
Oh,
the company is
nice.
Simply calling it the Taco Moon and will be part of its first digital global campaign. Taco Bell plans to hand out the highest number of free tacos in a single day during the promotion. A number of other countries will also have different offers available.
I got to tell you, I love Taco Bell. I never have it, but I love it. It's just tasty.
You know, my wife is the same way, and it is a very, very popular restaurant. I know Christian enjoys it as well.
Well, it's, I can see why. All right. It's the kind of prize, as I said earlier, that comes with a price, I think. A group of treasure hunters are about to dig up what they believe is hidden Nazi treasure buried by none other than the Führer himself. The booty was apparently stolen on the orders of SS boss Heinrich Himmler towards the end of World War II in hopes of setting up a Fourth Reich with the money. The location of the treasure, which allegedly includes gold worth $750 million, was revealed in documents that were handed down generation to generation to some of the SS officers' descendants. Now, the hunters plan to start digging on the grounds of an 18th century palace in southern Poland very soon, and I will keep you updated.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's quite a prize. It looked like a scene from a horror movie, but it was real for a Southern California family whose home was invaded by hundreds of birds. The family said their house in Torrance was bombarded by birds, more than 800, they said, before losing count. Animal control officers told them to keep the doors open, but that didn't help, and the family had to stay at a hotel overnight.
Oh my God.
Animal experts were eventually able to funnel the birds out through a chute system they built, but not before the avians left deposits all over the house.
Oh, my Lord. That's kind of a nightmare. There's nothing worse than just a horde of, like, things, you know, their wings flapping, and, ugh, horrible. Prince Andrew. So we know that he has ties to Jeffrey Epstein, the late pedophile. Okay. We understand that. And he's been laying low. Well, he's reportedly gone into business with a banker friend of his. What's the problem, you ask? Well, the banker was once accused of sexually harassing staff, and it was kind of a big to-do at the time. Andrew was dumped from royal duties over his links to Jeffrey Epstein, and he set up this company with a guy named Harry Keough to handle family investments, according to the Times of London. Keough had, until 2018, been the lead banker for a company, an investment company, a 330-year-old British bank called Coutts. And it was used by Queen Elizabeth II and other members of the monarchy. He quit after the Wall Street Journal revealed an investigation into his leadership at the bank, including allegations that he touched a female staffer's groin and asked her to touch his, among other things. He was accused of openly bragging about his sexual exploits while creating a heavy drinking boys club where there was casual racism and sexism. So this is the guy that Prince Andrew, who has essentially trying to just recharge his reputation. This is the guy that he decides to go into business with. Huh. Not the brightest royal on the block.
I'll say. Well, speaking of bragging of one's sexual prowess, here to give you the sports at 6:15.
What is that?
Well, you talked yesterday about your glowing.
I'm glowing?
Guy. Remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All of a sudden, he's shy.
Yeah. What is up with that?
I don't talk about, I don't kiss and tell ever.
You dressed down today, though, Sid.
I did dress down today.
Casual Thursday.
I did. Brooklyn brand t-shirt and just a regular black button down, a pair of pants.
I like you dressed casual.
You like that?
Yeah. Oh, I like the dressy. I like the dressy.
You like the dressy?
Yeah. Once in a while, it's nice to see him.
You know what my husband said?
We'll be back to the dressy tomorrow. Truth is, I didn't go to the dry cleaner.
John said that when we go to London, if we do end up meeting up with you, he's like, I got to get a new suit. He's like, because I got to keep up with that Sid Rosenberg.
That's right. I like that. Today is one of those days for me, though. I may be dressed down right now, but today is one of those Jersey Shore days for me. Gym, tan, laundry. And you ready for this? My third round of Botox.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it doesn't get gayer than my day today.
What's happening in the world of sports, Sid?
All right, let's start with the NFL draft tonight. Round one, it's a huge story, Frank, especially in New York, Cleveland, Ohio. Two picks in the first 11 for the New York football team, starting with the Jets. They'll pick number two, and they will pick BYU quarterback Zach Wilson. He'll be the new quarterback of the future. Jets traded away third-year quarterback Sam Darnold to Carolina a couple of weeks ago. By the way, Carolina yesterday traded Teddy Bridgewater to Denver to pave the way for Darnold. But it'll be the Zach Wilson era for the Jets later on tonight. The Giants, they pick number 11. Rumors are Alabama wide receiver Jalen Waddle may be on his way to East Rutherford. Baseball last night, the Yanks, the Bombers are back. Six home runs in 2 days. Shut out the Orioles last night, 7-0. Ford a home run. Frazier a home run. And this moonshot from Gio Urshela.
2-1 pitch. Driven deep to left field. That ball is gone. See ya. Caught in a hat. A three-run home run. It is 5-0 Yankees.
My buddy Michael Kay, courtesy of the Yes Network, 7 shutout innings for Domingo Herman. He improves to 2-2. Yanks win 7-0. They play Baltimore again today. Mets not as good. Jacob DeGrom pitch. What does that mean? They didn't score. That's right. They didn't score. 1-0 they lost to Boston. DeGrom is 2-2. He's given up 2 earned runs all year. He's pitching to a 0.51 ERA. Do you hear that, Frank?
You know, people would think you're making that up.
Right.
I mean, that's insane. That's insane.
Metsies have the day off today. And the Knicks won last night, blew out the Bulls 113-94. 34 from Julius Randle, 22 from R.J. Barrett. And the Knicks, once again, own sole possession of fourth inside the Eastern Conference. Sports at 15:45. WABC Early News, I'm Sid.
617, Joe Nolan has the traffic and transit necessary to get you to work on the 7s. Hello, Joe.
All right, Frank, we do have a problem, though. It might slow you down a little bit on your way home a little later on. We've got a problem on the Verrazano Bridge, lower and upper levels. This is going to be on the common ramp from the Brooklyn-bound Verrazano to the Belt Parkway, but there's apparently some rubbernecking as well, so that accident has the left lane blocked. Southbound on the drive, earlier problems at 106th Street have now been cleared up, so that's good. Eastbound Northern State at Willis Avenue, that crash is still there. Southbound 109 truck route, all lanes are closed at Hackensack Avenue, an accident with an accident investigation. And on the Belt Parkway westbound of the Van Wyck, an accident with injuries. That continues. New Jersey Transit canceled a bunch of trains on the corridor and the coastline. Earlier equipment problems that have related now into a 20-minute delay on the Northeast Corridor. And alternate side, again today, is suspended. The support, a service of Exergen. Get a $5 rebate by trading up any non-contact thermometer toward an Exergen purchased at any retailer. Accuracy matters, especially when it comes to checking for fever. Exergen accuracy is backed by published peer-reviewed clinical studies. Details, Exergen.com. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Yep. Joe Biden congratulates himself on the great economy last night, but is everyone clapping? Frank has your business, but first, let's get to a quick weather forecast from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. Today, we'll have mixed clouds and sun with scattered thunderstorms. I don't know how you're supposed to plan for that. Anyway, we'll get up to about 72 degrees. Tomorrow, it is going to be a little cooler, 67 degrees, but it'll feel a lot cooler because we're going to have strong, gusty winds throughout the day, 20 to 30 miles an hour, maybe even stronger. So just keep your, keep your hair in a ponytail, ladies and gents. Saturday, 65 degrees with lots of sun, and Sunday's looking real nice, nice and warm, 79 degrees with mostly cloudy skies, and a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible.
All right.
All right, well, let me tell you what's happening in the world of business. The stock market down a little bit yesterday. The Dow Jones falling 164 points. The NASDAQ losing 39 points. And the S&P 500 edging down slightly by 3. President Biden is touting economic progress in his first 100 days in office. Speaking to a joint session of Congress, Biden said the economy has created more than 1.3 million new jobs. He noted predictions of 6% economic growth this year and called it the fastest pace of economic growth in this country in nearly four decades. Biden made a big pitch for his sweeping infrastructure proposal, which he calls the Americans' Jobs Plan. He said an aggressive upgrade of U.S. infrastructure is long overdue. He also argued that his proposal will create thousands and thousands of good-paying jobs. He said it is also aimed at curbing the climate crisis, Juliet.
Well, when Sid just finished up his sports report, he said, "I'm Sid." So now it's not Hollywood anymore. It's just Sid,
yeah.
Like Madonna, Cher,
right.
Sid.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I don't tape again now. I found out yesterday because I had one of my acting buddies in studio. Chris
of course.
Miranda, of course, yes.
One of my acting buddies.
That's right.
For you're such a thespian.
Now I find out I'll be taping again in July.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Of course. In Brooklyn. July in Brooklyn. And then I found out yesterday, too, that we're going back in September to Miami.
Wow.
So we finish the series in Miami.
Now,
so
when is my role? Like, when is my shooting date?
July, Brooklyn. That's it. I tell all my friends, and you're number one on the list, because you've been there from day one, Juliet. Brooklyn in July. I don't think you can go to Miami in September, but who knows? You may.
Well, I mean, I do have family down there, so
why not? Run Miami. I know that.
Well, I mean, by that time, I'll probably have a full-time role.
You probably will. You're probably playing Benny's girlfriend or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, so two more tapings, Brooklyn, Miami, and then we'll, I think by December or January 2022, we'll either be on Netflix, Amazon Prime, or both.
Amazing. By the way, no sex scenes for me, Sid. Put that in my writer.
Hey, Julia, trust me, me either. Go ahead.
How do people watch the series now?
You can watch it on Amazon Prime. It was free forever. Now the four episodes from season one cost $9.99, $10. But you can go back and watch it, and this way you'll be all caught up. Season two is going to be right there with The Sopranos. I hate to compare anything to The Sopranos. I believe me, I do, especially this show. But it's going to be fantastic.
Wow, I'm so excited. It's going to be so great.
Praise. The actors alone on this show, it seems like it's worth checking out. So, Amazon Prime, Gravesend.
Namely, Hollywood.
Exactly. That goes without saying. What's coming up on the Bernie and Sid show?
You know, it's funny. I actually got a call yesterday from, of all people, CNBC's Ron Insana, who's a very good friend.
Did you ask him, by the way, if he was in that audience for the Kennedy Center honors for Led Zeppelin?
Oh, I never asked him.
You have to ask him. It's
driving
me crazy.
You're right. I do, yes. He's getting involved in a movie project about the stock market crash of 1963.
I remember.
And he's already reached out to me for a role in that.
So. Well, so you know what? You said yesterday that you would not want to fight Bernie McGurk again.
Right.
In the Clash at the Bash.
It was called Fear at the Pier,
right.
Which was dubbed, by the way, by the great Bob Gelb.
So next week, or actually in 2 weeks, at Showboat in Atlantic City, they're putting in a boxing ring to do all sorts of live events. I think it would be great if we did a show from there, a whole day's worth of shows,
right.
Your show, our show, and we had a boxing match, Ron Insana versus Charles Payne.
Oh, they want to
How
do that.
How great would that be?
That would be phenomenal.
We could do it for charity.
Right.
And I think that would be phenomenal.
That's one of the pairs you'd like to see beat each other up, because they legitimately don't like each other,
as you
heard on our show.
I know.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Fox News versus CNBC. There are so many, differences between those two men. It could be Rocky and Apollo Creed, for that matter.
That's right.
That's great.
But I'm not sure what's going to happen, to be honest, Frank. I don't know. See what we can do.
Run by them. If anybody can do that, you can.
Well, let me see if I can do that for you. Today on the show, we've got Congressman Peter King. He's really, really fired up about this racist lady that killed that cop a couple days ago. Really aggravated. Been talking to folks, politicians, and also just journalists around town. He actually reached out to me. He wants to come on and talk about that. So Peter will be on. Of course, it's Thursday. That means Bill O'Reilly will be here. Former New York Yankee great Jim Leyritz. He's got a new podcast, which I was on Monday. Nothing to do with baseball. He talks to people that have gone through events that could have crippled them, including Jim. Jim killed somebody, actually. In a drunk driving incident.
I remember
Florida.
This.
Remember
yes.
that, Julia?
Yep,
yeah.
Yep, yep.
Down in Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
So he talks to people who have come back from things like that. So we'll talk to Olay, some Yankee talk with him, too. And then, of course, the big stories of the day, that bomb of a speech by Biden last night and rough day for Rudy Giuliani.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I think Rudy is going to be on Tucker Carlson's show, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, tonight? Is that right?
I believe so.
Okay, good. I think he's slated to be back on the radio this afternoon at 3 p.m.
Why wouldn't he? He didn't do anything wrong?
No, well, so it's certainly going to be a lot of people tuning in to see what
course.
He has to say.
I would think so.
At 3 p.m., so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, so then, of course, a little bit about that debate that took place here yesterday. So I think it ended up being Donovan, Garcia, Wiley,
and Ray McGuire.
And Ray McGuire, that's right. Right, so we got a big show coming.
All right, well, that is
very
a big
exciting.
Show. Thank you for inviting me on yesterday as well.
You coming by at 6:40?
I'm here whenever you and the citizens call. That's where I am.
6:40, you'll come in.
I will be there.
All right.
Bernie and Sid show featuring Bill O'Reilly and perhaps even Frank Morano and Jim Leyritz. Juliet, quite a bit of news happening locally beyond the mayor's race as well. In New Jersey, three physicians are losing their licenses to practice after admitting to having sexual relationships with their patients. Attorney, and the shame of it is, these were veterinarians. But that's not true. Attorney General Gerber Greewall says two doctors, 66-year-old Carl Renner and 67-year-old Michael Tishkov, pleaded guilty to criminal sexual contact with patients during office visits. Meantime, 71-year-old Pritbal Singh, a psychiatrist, allegedly engaged in professional and sexual misconduct with a patient. Nearly two dozen practicing physicians have had their license taken away since April of last year.
Wow. By the way, if you were planning on going to the Burning Man Festival, I know our listeners just love that type of thing. It is canceled for the second straight year in a row, unfortunately.
Oof.
Yeah. Kind of a bummer. But I've never been there, but I know a lot of people who have, and they love it, and they say it's great, and it's always interesting to see the lineup that they get. But unfortunately, it's canceled.
Well, hopefully it's not too late to change my plans.
Well, we do have some plans tomorrow, Frank.
I'm excited. That's right.
Yes, it is. We're going to be having a lovely dinner. I can't wait.
That's right. Neither can I. Neither can Christian. All right. At 6:27, Joe Nolan has all the traffic. Bernie and Sid will chat about the news. I think I'm going to pop in at 6:40. Juliet and I will be back tomorrow. Have a great day.
Bye, guys.